give it to the people.
Ready to cross the country.
Here we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Here we go.
I'm so grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm meeting at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Time to go off. I'm gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we brought our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one classic. Red from blind. Yeah, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby. Relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all top psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go. He be gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go. Results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well. Too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle. Can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama. Cast it. Cut camera off, real plastic.
I had to give you my. It's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time. Don't fight that in your ear. Now let me blow your mind. I had to give you my. It's only been a year.
I pray for addicts and dealers because they both need healing. One serving up the devil's poison, one enslaved to a feeling. Look how we killing each other. Our brothers clearly need guidance. And if we sit back in silence, that's just as bad as the violence. We fight spiritual wars. I'm not impressed with your cause. And Satan gave me these scars, but God gave me these balls. These words, water in the garden, in the land of the lost. I'm nothing but a humble servant to the man on the cross. I'm D what? I need God.
I need God for real. I need God for real. I need God for real. We need God for real.
I need God, I need God, I need God, I need God, I need God.
I need God for real. I need God for real. For real.
Hey, for sure, I know I need God this Christmas season, right? That was Y'all Need God, D1 over top, that instrumental of, what was this? Segwaying from Ludacris' intro, The Red Light District, now into the instrumental, Drop Drop Like It's Hot. And that's where we're going to drop it right here for the Beatmatch Bash to end it out. In this case, Drop It Like It's Cold because it's Christmas time. So I'm going to go ahead and phase out with that one. And try to come back on the puns today. It's really about Christmas spirit. As the clouds start to roll in, I saw some salt in the road, so I guess they're expecting some snow. Which will be a very interesting dynamic here as we get ready to roll into the middle section of December. And just a hot take. I don't know if it's a strong, you know, fact, but in my opinion, the semester goes way too long. Like, seriously, like, you have to, like, you get out of the semester and then, like, you get, like, what, 5 days to do whatever you're going to do to prep for Christmas. Whether that's getting your room prepped, you know, cleaning it up out of all the stuff you did the semester. At least finding some time to go do something activity-wise, like go to an event. I guess it's a part of that life balance, right? So, it could just be an introvert thing that I'm still dealing with that. But, you know, balancing that out, that's kind of an interesting dynamic that it goes on always just crossed the back of my mind thinking about Christmas time. But the one thing I am grateful for, because again, that's the point of Christmas, you know, being grateful in the time that we have this season to be with our loved ones, to be with whatever brings us joy, to relish in the gift of that day and the new lesson. So being grateful for that, I've always been a fan of just some of the artists and their delicacy to the types of music that they choose to perform. I was thinking about, I was listening earlier this week to an album I said last year that I would listen to when Christmas time rolls back around. Because I oftentimes, just being, you know, spoiled with listening to so many tracks from it, I don't really give enough credit to actually sit and enjoy it, this album for myself. And that album was the Preacher's Wife soundtrack. And actually also, in addition to that, it was the Boyz II Men Christmas Interpretations. And thankfully, I've been blessed with a father that has such a vast and wonderful music collection. Like, when I tell you, it's just diverse across the board, that every year on Christmas, I always remember hearing Boyz II Men, Let It Snow, or Why Christmas, or You're Not Alone, and then followed up by the Preacher's Wife soundtrack. That was just step-by-step, Joy to the World. Again, I said it last episode, I can't get that just high-paced banger out of my head. It's very similar to All I Want for You, All I Want for Christmas Is You, in terms of the vocal build-up to a very gradual send-off into this really joyous chant and a very high vibration. It's a wonderful euphoric experience that I've had the blessed fortune of being able to intake and just be in that space of intaking positive energy. So I'm going to play some more Christmas music here. And in fact, I might call upon the some songs from the Preacher's Wife soundtrack and the Christmas Interpretations. And yes, possibly Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. Even though that song is played more than the What Did the Fox Say song at this point. So I'm going to go ahead and pick up some Christmas and see what comes to mind first in the library as I scroll through into the Christmas playlist for the day and see what comes to mind first. Before I get to Boyz II Men, I want to go ahead and play, ooh, this is interesting. I want to go ahead and play some Christmas songs that I feel need to get a little love this Christmas. So I'm going to give a little caution. This one gets a little weird in the first verse, but this is in fact a Christmas song. One of the few, if not the only song in this artist's discography. And this song is it's a very type of song for this artist. Like, this artist has such a unique style of music that this song fits like very well in line, in my opinion, with everything this artist does in their discography. And this song is called Another Lonely Christmas. It's the B-side to the hit single I Would Die For You by Prince. And so this song is, in fact, a Christmas song by Prince. I think it's his only Christmas song, ironically. So I want to go ahead and play it here because it's a very cool track, in my opinion. I enjoy listening to it, and it has that very Purple Rain essence about it, as much of his work in that time period did. So, again, as I say, usually I'm going to stop talking, let the song do the speaking. Another Lonely Christmas here on WMUC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. Check it out.
Yeah. trust your lover. Well, I guess that all applies to her. Cause baby, you promised me. Baby, you promised me you'd never leave. Said it was stress, but the doctor said you were dead. Now I say it's senseless. Every Christmas night for 7 years now, I drink banana daiquiris till I'm blind. As long as I can hear you smiling, baby.
everywhere we go. Choir singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more. Seems I love you more. The little cards you give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh yeah, I feel like running wild as anxious as a little child to greet you neath the mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair and pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight.
Not bad for the first two Christmas songs, right? That was Darlene Love and Ronnie Spector's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Preceding that, another Christmas classic from a Motown Christmas compilation, Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me. And preceding that, a song that really entitles or really gets at what Christmas means to me personally, Now Behold the Lamb by Kirk Franklin and the Family, one of my favorite all-time gospel songs and Christmas songs in general. It's a very beautiful piece there. Kicked all the way off earlier by... kicked all the way off earlier by Prince and the Revolution's Another Lonely Christmas from the Purple Rain album. B-side, I Would Die for You. Stuttering at the moment. And I want to take a quick break and go into a little deviation here because I want to go ahead and look at tributes before I forget. We had a few passings this week. Rest in peace to the iconic Jeffrey Garcia, who was famously known for Sheen Estevez from Jimmy Neutron. Rest in peace to Jim Ward. He had voiced Doug Dimmadome and Chet Ubecha in Fairly Odd Parents, but he also voiced some of my favorite cartoon characters from the Ben 10 series. He was the voice of Diamond Head and XLR8, two of Ben 10's first transformations in the series. And then rest in peace to Beatrice Picard, the beloved French-Canadian voice actress from Marge Simpson. So I'm going to go ahead and play a tribute here to some of the theme songs and the works they had done. I don't know if I have to check to see if I have The Simpsons in the library, but I know for a fact I have Jimmy Neutron. I need to find The Simpsons and see if I have Ben 10 or not. But for the meantime, I'll go ahead and give a tribute to Jeffrey Garcia. It's a good tribute to his works. And man, like of all the characters, actors to pass first, respectfully, I would never have guessed it to be Sheen. Sheen was such a really cool character, got his own spinoff series, and really was like, you know, as they say in the animation world, or even in the entertainment visual world, or the visual entertainment world, it's always those secondary characters that, you know, kind of help carry the show as well. Like, I mean, Sheen got his own series later, but his real big, like, just scene-stealing moments were in the Jimmy Neutron series, as I'm trying to think about several that come to mind automatically. So again, God bless Mr. Garcia that perfectly made through heaven's gates and is resting in peace. But I'm gonna go ahead and play a tribute here, the theme song by Bowling for Soup for Jimmy Neutron, as a tribute to Mr. Garcia here on WMUC-FM, keeping it locked for the Winter Breeze on college radio indeed. Yeah, after that brief check, turns out I do not have a Ben 10 and a Simpsons tribute lineup. But thankfully, we have the FCC Flanders here in WMUC keeping a monitor on all of us DJs, making sure we log in the songs into our Spinitron log so that listeners abroad can see what kind of selections we're playing. And also so that, you know, we can actually pay tribute to the artists who made these wonderful works, such as Mr. Garcia. If I'm not mistaken, the way I remember, if the entertainment law is set up, the artists and the actors do, in fact, receive royalties from the work they contributed, the full totality of it, with individual parts probably receiving different percentages of the currency depending on how much input. So Bowling for Soup influenced the theme song and wrote the theme song and performed it. So that's their credit. But at some level, I think Mr. Garcia does in fact receive a royalty on that, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's how Viacom has set it up. But I have to double check that. Don't quote me. But yeah, after double checking, was not able to find a Ben 10 or a Simpson. So instead, we'll just say a prayer and, you know, send blessings to their families and well wishes to them making it to heaven's gates perfectly. So interesting that this kind of took us off into like a cartoonish, kind of zany theme song zone real quick. And it's honestly a good segue into one Christmas song in particular that I was trying to figure out how to play or parlay into this amalgamation observation of Christmas themed music. And it actually works really well. So again, I will say thanks to Mr. Garcia, because I'm going to get ready to play now another cartoon-derived theme song that kind of also serves as a Christmas song in this particular instance. And this song is called All I Need Is Love by CeeLo Green from CeeLo's Magic Moment Christmas album. And it features the iconic Muppets. Ironic that we're sitting in UMD on UMD's campus and talking about, you know, Jim Henson's works. So looking here, we're going to go ahead and play All I Need Is Love by CeeLo Green, featuring the various cast members of the Muppets, Kermit the Frog, Gonzo, Miss Piggy, Fozzie, and the whole host of the band, and Animal. Check it out here on WMUC, where college radio is good radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you Green.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What do you want for Christmas, CeeLo?
For Christmas? All I need is love.
kittens and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sled bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses and blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on your nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of
sing joy to the world, sing joy, yes, yeah.
Yes, I cannot say it enough. The legendary, all-time classic jam, Joy to the World by Whitney Houston, featuring the Georgia Mass Choir from the Preacher's Wife soundtrack. That hits the spot, ladies and gentlemen. Preceding that, of course, we paid tribute to some other great Christmas songs. We re-entry into this segment by going into CeeLo Green's All I Need Is Love, segued off of the Jeffrey Garcia. Sorry, I want to make sure I get the name right. Spin off the Jeffrey Garcia tribute of Jimmy Neutron's theme song from the By Bowling for Soup from the movie. And we actually got around to actually playing Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, probably for the 10th, billionth, whateverth time. No disrespect. Again, much respect to Mariah Carey. Really happy that she achieved this niche of attracting such a large audience yearly with the same song from over 30 years ago. That's an impressive feat. So I just want to go ahead and give a hand clap to that real quick, because that is a really, really impressive feat there. Because, like, again, I can't think of many artists who release the same song and then, you know, years later still have it just, you know, stay as long, stay as charting, stay as financially revenue generating as that song has been for Miss Carey. So shout out to her. Shout out to success. Then we went ahead and had the Supremes, My Favorite Things from the Motown Christmas. And again, I cannot say it enough, Joy to the World by Whitney Houston. You know what I should do next episode, actually? Because there is an iconic collaboration between Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. It's called When You Believe, and it was from the Prince of Egypt soundtrack. I got to get that in the studio at some point. But as for right now, we have reached the 10-minute countdown mark to the end of the show, which means we have officially exited out of the Amalgamation Observation and now gone into the power prayer segment. And I will say thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Just, you know, thinking about the song My Favorite Things, one of my favorite things to do is come in the station and obviously play music. But it really I appreciate listening in, because I really appreciate sharing this music, you know, with audiences. There's music that's contemporary right now in that space. There is music that is on the radio that I've played in the station, like Type Dangerous by Mariah Carey. Also, at this time of year, probably All I Want for Christmas and Joy to the World. But there's also some, you know, niche Christmas songs that I think need some love as well, like All I Need Is Love by CeeLo Green, or even, you know, Another Lonely Christmas by Prince. I mean, even kicking off the hour, Happy Universal Holidays, Cheetah Girls Feliz Navidad. I mean, those are songs I don't think get any radio time outside of the period which they're released in, which was 2000s. Even Rare Essence's Give Love on Christmas Day, a beautiful cover of the iconic Jackson 5 track, I don't think I've heard on any other radio station beyond 102.3 or 96.3. So I want to go ahead and give some love to those artists, you know, whose music was released in this time and really they put effort into, you know, building a career off of it, such as Outkast with Player's Ball, for again, debut single but released for a Christmas album, but it was their take. Music that, you know, in my opinion, is not reflected upon enough. So that's why I'm really grateful to be able to do that in the station and share that with you all. So I thank you for that platform, and thank you for listening in to WMUC and supporting the artists on the radio as well as the DJs in the station. So really grateful for that. And so, you know, at this Christmas time, I just want to go ahead and give you more grateful thanks by giving a power prayer and saying thanks to God. And a little hint I will share about this power prayer segment, I think I shared it several times before, but I just want to go back and pay tribute because I'm really grateful that I got to experience the works of this artist live. This segment is in fact inspired by Mr. Earl Simmons, who is more famously known as DMX, not just in the hip hop space, but in the artist space. This man had a very, very dynamic take on music. Not a perfect person at all, but in my opinion, the embodiment of a trying Christian. This man made many mistakes in his lifetime. He admits himself, but he always strived for better. And that's the one thing I can always respect about DMX. And just hearing his prayers at live concerts, even if he spewed a whole bunch of 10 curse words in the first song after, he just took that time to speak well wishes over the audience. Not anything scripted, not anything read off the dome, just from his spirit that God sent to him to speak out. And that's why I try to mimic it with the power of prayer. So I just want to say God bless Mr. Earl Simmons, Mr. DMX, just God rest his soul. And getting ready to go into the power prayer now to, you know, get us out the show and close it out on a happy note, prayerfully. So here we go. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of vision. Oh, yes, indeed, Lord, what a blessing it is to see this world so different. Through your eyes alone to see the joy, peace, liberty, love, freedom pouring down from your throne. Father God, I believe that it is greatness you have shown. That is why we are able to reap what you have sown. Peep at my people, the heavenly glow. This in the season, symbolized by Jesus and such precious snow. And speaking of snow, Lord, please send the signal to end the war. The war on life fraught with death. The war of words fought with breath. The war of long nights met with bloodshed. The war of gender, sex, religion, ethnicity, beliefs, violence, difference. Please, Lord, let it end in heavenly peace. For the battle is already won. It is. And over my future wife, passions, and kids, I ask you this. Please keep providing the light so we can continue to see. All that we aspire in life to be is attainable through your vision. Through you, we can see. In the Holy Spirit of Jesus, I pray and plea. Amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed week. And depending on how the schedule lines up, I may see you next week. And if not, please continue to shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll be among the stars. Have a blessed holiday season.
Sit around the fireplace. still.